Johnson's office.
Yes, Tina, this is Richard Wilt. I was supposed to call you for to be in court today at 1:20.
Okay, just a minute.
Yes.
This is Judge Jackson. I'm about to begin the hearing. Hold on a second.
Okay, Judge.
We're on the record in case number 14D173. This is the Family Court of Harrison County on the 23rd day of March 2016. I'm Judge Jackson. Present in the room with me is the original petitioner, Shirley Joe Joan Wilt, now third, also present by telephone, is the original respondent, Richard Reed Wilt. We're here today for a hearing up on matters of contempt. The first issue of business is the fact that Mr. Wilt has not been served with the petition for contempt. Sir, how is it that you knew to that there was a hearing today?
The people that are sitting in my house got the note was hanging on the door from the process server with a telephone number. I called the process server. She told me that she was returning the summons to the court and for me to contact the court, and gave me this number.
Okay. All right. So you don't know what this case is about?
Other than I was told by a third party that it was about, I missed a payment of support back in October of last year.
Okay, so I guess I need to know from you. You've not been served with the paperwork, and so if you would like to waive that service and go ahead to proceed to hearing today, we can do that. Or if you would like to ensure that Ms. Thurk gets you served, we can do that also.
You might as well get it over with right now.
All right. The allegation in the petition is exactly what you said, that there's a missing payment for October of 2015. Do either of you have witnesses that you plan to call other than yourself?
No, I do not. I just have hearsay information and information that I received from BSC in Charleston.
Let me ask then that each of the two of you raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. All right. Ma'am, this is your case, so you'll be able to testify first. I'm going to ask that you come forward and sit up here so the phone catches your voice. After each of you testifies, the other person will be able to ask questions of them. Go ahead and tell me your name, ma'am. Shirley Joan Thurk. And go ahead and tell me why it is that you believe Mr. Wilt is in contempt of the court order, and also if you have anything to show me, that's fine too.
Yes, I went down to have them to take the $300 that was owed to me in alimony, and they did that. And then when I talked to them, she said that they would take care of it, and then when every month after that, September and October, didn't get anything, and so I went back down to them, and they started sending me notices. And I asked her, I said, are you sending him notices? And she said, yes, we are. That he's very much aware that he is in arrears. And so I let go for 6 months, and then I was told to sign a paper saying that he can pay me the $300 in arrears. And I guess there is a fee that they charge also each month. Like I said, I was getting paperwork every month, and I asked the gentleman, I said, is he getting paperwork every month? And she said, yes, he is.
Okay, so how is it that you believe that Mr. Wilt is in contempt?
Well, this quarter saying he's supposed to pay me $300 a month alimony.
And which month did you not get?
October 2013.
And what is your proof that he had the ability to pay that amount and has chosen not to?
Well, I was told right after we had the last hearing, and he said he couldn't pay it, and he went out and bought a new car. So I don't know. Also, the fact that I guess he's taking vacations, which I can't do. I have to pay $400 and him premiums, which I got three when I was married to him, and just haven't even paid a premium for my health insurance.
The only question I would ask is, I feel that her lawyer had my telephone number. All she would have had to do was call me and let me know personally, and I would have sent the $300. But when I testify, I'll tell you what information I found out.
Mr. Will, this is your opportunity to ask Ms. Thurk questions. Do you have any questions you wish to ask her?
No, I had no other questions. No.
You do not? Okay, thank you. Do you wish to testify about this matter?
I'll make a statement. When I found out from the summons or the information from a third party, I called the Charleston to see what the problem was. We talked on the telephone for over 2 hours, and we found out what the problem was in September of 2015. I was notified by them, by DHHR and by Social Security, that they were going to start taking $300 per month out of my Social Security payment starting in the month of October. I sent a check to BSCE, I think that's what their abbreviation is, for $300 the 1st of October. And when I contacted them, they said that they would start taking the payment out of my October Social Security, and she would get it in the rears, and she had been notified since she had requested this, she would receive it in the rears and not in advance, because Social Security moved my date of payment from the 12th day of the month, which you can look back in records that you were giving me the information that I could give half of it the 1st and half of it the 15th because of my Social Security not arriving to the 12th. And Social Security changed my payment date to the 1st of the month. Well, BSCE returned my check for $300 in October. So, and I was notified that they would be receiving the $300 payment out of my October Social Security. Well, when it came, it did not arrive until the 4th of November, and BCSE gave me credit as of November and neglected to give me the credit for the October, is where the payment came from, the October Social Security. I had no idea that, because I thought everything was okay, everything was going along like it should go on, and did not know anything until I got this summons. I did not receive anything in the mail telling me I was in the rears at any time. I don't know why I didn't get it. I should have. But I have been going, coming and going quite a bit, and I have people that are house sitting for me, so the mail could have gotten lost somewhere. I have no idea. But as soon as I found out that I was in the rears, I called BCSE. I talked to a lady named Rhonda. She said that Social Security had been notified to start taking $75 extra a month out of my pay and pay it. But what I should do is send her a check for $230.08, which I did on the 10th of March. I sent that check to her, and she said Social Security would then take $75 out of my April Social Security, give it to her, and she would put a stop payment in, and Social Security would then stop it, and everything would be corrected. So I hope this is it works out okay.
What did you say? He sent me $230. I never received no $230.
Did
he send you a check?
No, I did not receive any check.
No, Judge. I was instructed by BSCE to send it to BSCE Charleston. It's what I did. They told me to have absolutely no contact with her whatsoever.
Has that cleared through the bank?
It has not been cleared yet, but I mailed it to them on March the 10th.
All right, ma'am, do you have questions for him?
First thing I know is they told me down there that he got a statement every month the same as I did.
Did either of you ask your ever talk for enforcement to be here today? That's just collected for you, ma'am. That's where he went and filled out all the paperwork. Did either of you ask for them to be here today?
No, I did not. Wow.
All right. All right, ma'am, how do you believe that you've shown me that he makes a tip?
Yeah, because I never received the $300.
You have to show me that he purposely violated the court order. How have you shown me he did that?
Well, I was told that they didn't collect it for October, and I got a statement saying it was in arrears for $300. That's the only thing I know. I never received it, so I assumed it was in arrears, because that's what the statement said every month, because he added dollars to it every month.
A judge?
Do you wish to take a position on how I should rule?
A judge, are you speaking to me?
Yes, sir. Do you want to take a position on how I should rule?
No, Judge, that's strictly up to you, but I have everything in good faith. She is beginning money every month except that month of October. I don't know, other than that clerical error caused it. I want to apologize that it happened. I wasn't aware that it did until now, and I did as soon as I found out. I contacted them. They told me not to send the $300, to only send $230.05. $225 would be for her payment, and $5.08 was it's either a penalty or an interest charge or something. And so, and they would collect the $75 from my April Social Security, and that would get to her as soon as they got it. So as far as I'm concerned, I fulfilled the obligations, and it'll continue now, as far as I know, unless there's another clerical error of some sort.
All right, ma'am, is there anything else you wish to add?
The only thing I know is when I went down to the welfare department, they told me that he was in arrears, and they got a statement every month the same as I did. That's the only thing I could tell you.
All right, well, I'm not going to find that you've proved that he acted in willful violation. If he's telling the truth here today, you'll be caught up in a couple of weeks anyway. If that's not so, then I guess we'll be back here and you can file another case. But what he said makes sense to me. It took him a while to get the withholding going. And then, so he wouldn't be behind, they told him to send them the $230. So
it's been 6 months, Judge. I'm sure that he's been 6 months in arrears.
All right, ma'am, are you at 915 West Pine Street, apartment 613 Clarksburg?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a Pennsylvania Avenue Bridgeport address correct for you?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be back to that address within the next few weeks.
Is that where you want your order mailed?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. If there is nothing further, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Judge, and thank you for letting me testify via telephone.
All right, thank you.